brought to you by Penguin. All the Devils by Caitlin Wilson. Read by Ina Marie Smith. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. William Shakespeare, The Tempest, Act 1, Scene 2. Chapter 1, February. I've never understood the concept of open casket funerals. Lines of mourners queuing to stare down into a rectangular box where a loved one lies covered in makeup to hide the gray pallor and blue lips. The sickly sweet smell of funeral homes and the suffocating aroma of an endless sea of flowers. Funerals are macabre enough. So as I look down at the oak casket and at my sister, her hands folded unnaturally across her stomach, all I can think is how this is so very wrong. That isn't Violet. It can't be. I am so sorry for your loss. She was such a wonderful girl. The same damned line delivered over and over again passed from grimaced lips over the body of my sister and to my parents. I ignore the people filing into the funeral home and crossing over the faded pink carpet to the coffin, their coats dusted with melting snow. I stare down at Violet, my jaw clenched tight to keep the tears back, and finger the crumpled note she sent me a little over a week ago, deep inside the pocket of my black dress. Acta Deos numquam mortalia fallant. Watch for tooth and talon. Follow the path of Anubis. Violet. The wax seal has crumbled from my constant picking, and the edges of the thick paper curl inward. The Latin scrolls across my tongue as I repeat the translation silently. Mortal actions never deceive the gods. When the line thins out while mourners file into the adjoining chapel to await the service, my mother sags. Almost over, Andy, she says to me, a tiny weak smile flickering on her thin lips. Dad doesn't speak. He only looks down at Violet with a vacant expression. He's trying to be strong, to not cry. But he can't mask the sheen in his eyes as he reaches down to squeeze one of Violet's limp hands. As soon as the last attendee enters the chapel, Dad flees to join them. I know I should go too, but my feet won't cooperate. I can't move, can't breathe, can't think. The mysterious note pricks at my thoughts, at my already tender conscience. I can't shake the feeling that I am missing something. I look down at Violet. Wake up, I plead. She doesn't. Acta Deos numquam mortalia fallant. Come on. Mom extends her hand, a tremor rippling across her fingers. Grandpa Emerson is giving the eulogy. I glance over at the open doors and the waiting crowd. The second I leave this room, the funeral director will shut the lid and seal the casket. And I'll never see Violet's face again. A rushing sound skates over my ears. I shake my head, trying to clear it. My heart races, pushing blood past my ears. I rub my eyelids, jostling my tear-smudged glasses, spreading even more mascara across the bags under my eyes. I need a second, please? Mom's face breaks a little more. She's faded like a painting left in the sun. Losing a child is the worst kind of pain, they say. I've seen it over the past week since we got the call from the headmaster at Violet's school. How Mom screamed and dropped her phone. How Dad's face went white. Me? I ran to my room and was sick all over the carpet. Dead at 18. Violet would grumble about that in her obituary and insist on it reading 18.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?